This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abam. We continue in Daf HaShavua. Tonight we are learning, we begin the seventh parak of Yevamos, Almana L'Kohen Gadol. We just finished Hadron Alach Haba Al Yevimtoi, and tonight we begin Haba Al, we begin Almana L'Kohen Gadol. We all know that a Kohen Gadol cannot marry an Almana. A regular Kohen cannot marry a Grusha, a divorced woman, or a Chalutza, a woman who had Chalutza. Another halacha is that a Kohen is allowed to eat Shuma. Not only can a Kohen eat Shuma, a Kohen's wife can eat Shuma. Midoraisa, even an Arusa could eat Shuma. However, the Rabbanon said only a Nesua eats Shuma. A Kohen's Eved could eat Shuma. A Kohen's wife's Eved could eat Shuma. A Kohen's Eved's Eved could eat Shuma. When we say Eved, we're talking about Eved Kanani. Anyone who's a Kinyan Kaspa, a wife is a Kinyan Kaspa, you own her. An Eved is a Kinyan Kaspa, you own him. Now, the question is going to be, what if there's an illegal marriage? What if the Kohen married the Kohen Gadol married Na'amana illegally, right? A Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry Na'amana. But Bidi Eved, the Kedushin is Chal, it's effective. A regular Kohen cannot marry a Grusha, but Bidi Eved, it's effective. Can he be Machal her Truma? The answer is yes, he is Machal her Truma. Because at the end of the day, he owns her. He does own her. Can he be Machal her Avadim? So we're going to be talking tonight about two kinds of Avadim. A woman brings into the marriage two kinds of property, either Nechsei Tzayin Barzel or Nechsei Milug. Let's try to define it as clear as we can. Nechsei Tzayin Barzel is, it comes in at a fixed price. They write in the Ksuba that the woman is bringing in these possessions. They're evaluated at $1,000, and it becomes his for the duration of the marriage. And if the marriage is terminated, he divorces her or he dies, she gets back $1,000. If it goes up, he gets the increase. If it goes down, then he has to pay for the decrease. In other words, he has to just make sure that he returns $1,000 worth. It's fixed. It's set. He owns it for the duration of the marriage. Then there's Nechsei Milug. Nechsei Milug, she owns it. The only thing is, she could eat the peros. He could eat the peros. He could be meloig. He could pluck. So there's Nechsei Milug and Nechsei Tzayin Barzel. Again, Nechsei Tzayin Barzel is what is brought in at a fixed price, and upon termination of the marriage, if he divorces her, if he dies, he has to make up that a fixed value. So technically, he had full ownership over it. He just has to compensate her. Nechsei Milug is, they're hers. She's responsible for them. If they go up, her property went up. If they go down, her property went down. If they go up, she gained. If they go down, she loses. Nechsei Tzayin Barzel, if it goes up, he gained. If it goes down, he lost. He has to pay up a fixed value. Okay, so let's start the Mishnah. Almana l'Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Gadol marries an Almana. Grusha v'chalutza l'Kohen Hedyot. A Kohen Hedyot marries a divorced woman or a chalutza. Hechnisa lo'i, she brings into him avdei milug, slaves. Either they are considered avdei milug, again, which means they're hers, and he gets the peros, v'avdei tzayin barzel, or they're his, at a fixed price, and he has to give it back at that price. So the halacha is like this. Normally, if it's a regular marriage, so then both kinds of avadim get to eat the peros. Why? Because whoever they are, whether they're his, they could eat the peros. Let's say if they're tzayin barzel, they could eat because they're his. They're his avadim. If they're avdei milug, they could eat the chuma because they're hers. And even though she's a Yisraelis, but she married a kohen. And the property of a kohen or an eshes kohen could eat chuma. So in a legal marriage, it doesn't matter what kind of avadim these are, whether they're avdei milug or they're avdei tzayin barzel, they could eat truma. But in this case, it's an illegal marriage because we're talking about an amana to a kohen gadol or a grusha v'chalutza to a kohen hedyard. So hechnis aloi avdei milug v'avdei tzayin barzel. If she brought into the marriage avadim that he can pluck from, or steady avadim whose price was fixated. Avdei milug, if they are servants that belong really to her, and he could pluck from them, lo yoichlu b'truma, they cannot eat truma. Presumably because since they're hers, and she can't eat the truma, therefore, they can't eat the truma. Now, she's a chalala. She's a chalala, and therefore her avodim cannot eat the truma. Avdei tzoyin barzel, if they are a fixed avodim, yoichu, they could eat truma because they are his. That's the Mishnah. Ve'elohin avdei milug. The following is a description of avdei milug. In mesu, if they die, mesu la, she loses out. Her animals died. Ve'im ha'isiru, and if they went up, ha'isiru la, it goes to her. So even though he technically has to feed them, because that's a responsibility he takes upon himself in order to be able to eat the fruits, to eat the peros of these avadim, afal pi shuchai b'mazonos, and even though he's obligated to feed the avadim, hare elu lo yochel b'chuma, they cannot eat chuma. Ve'elu hein avdei tzoyin barzel, the following are avdei tzoyin barzel. In Mesu, if they die, Mesu loy. He's the one who suffers. Because at the end of the day, he has to pay back their fixed value. V'im ha'isiru, if they went up, ha'isiru loy, he gets the extra value. So they're basically, he's responsible for them. And he gains if they increase in price. So they're technically his. He has ownership over them. So they're his kinyan kasbay. So since he's obligated in their responsibility, they could eat chuma. Bas Yisrael shenises l'kohen, a daughter of an Israelite who marries a kohen. So usually when a bas Yisrael marries a kohen, she could eat chuma. V'hechnisu le'avadim, and she brings into the marriage avadim, bein avdei milug, bein avdei tzayin barzel, whatever kind of avadim she brings him, hare elu yochel b'chuma, they could eat chuma. Even avdei milug could eat chuma, even though they're not his. Why? Because what if you own something that owns something, the second something could eat chuma. You own your wife, and your wife owns the eved. Now, I don't know if you're... I own my wife, lots of luck exercising that, but that's the halacha. Yisha is kinyan kasbay. So the eved of the Yisha is kinyan of kinyan kasbay. So usually when somebody gets married to a kohen, not only can the wife eat chuma, but the wife's avadim, even the avdei milug, could eat chuma. Usually they could eat chuma. Hare elu yochlu b'chuma. However, so now we're going to have to try to understand. So why almana l'kayin gadol, or grusha v'chalutza l'kayin hedyoid, can the avdei milug not eat chuma? After all, it's your kinyan's kinyan. Your kinyan's kinyan should be allowed to eat chuma. The Mishnah just ends off with the following case. Ubas kohen shenises l'Yisrael. Now, a daughter of a kohen is allowed to eat chuma. Once she marries a Yisrael, v'echnisu lei avadim, and she brings into the marriage avadim, bein avdei milug, bein avdei tzoyin barzel. So she now, she's an abas kohen, but she's bringing into the marriage these avadim. Harelo yochlu b'chuma, they cannot eat chuma. Because she can no longer eat chuma, and they're a kinyan kasbay of someone who cannot eat chuma. Yisrael cannot eat chuma. So now the Gemara discusses the following statement in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that avdei milug of an almana to a kohen gadol or a grush v'chalutza to a kohen hedyard cannot eat shuma. Va'avdei milug lo yochel b'tshuma. Avdei milug cannot eat shuma. Am I? Why? Lehevi kikinyanoi shekana kinyan. Let the eved be like your kinyan made an acquisition. If you own something that owns something, and you're a kohen, that something's something. Could eat shuma d'tanya. Minayin lekohen shenasa isha v'kana avadim. How do I know if a kohen marries a woman and she bought avadim sheyochlo b'tshuma, that those avadim ki tshuma? Shenemar v'kohen ki yikne nefesh. If a kohen bought a soul, kinyan kasbay hu yochal bay. The words Rashi says kinyan kasbay are extra. It could have just said v'kohen ki yikne nefesh. Kinyan kasbay is an extra clause. We darshan as follows: kohen ki yikne kinyan kasbay nefesh. You hear kohen can nik. We flip it around. Kohen ki yikne, a kohen who he buys kinyan kasbay, his kinyan buys a nefesh. Even they could eat shuma. So we see that something that you own can give shuma to something that they own. Uminayin le'isha shekanta avadim. How do I know that a woman who acquired avadim, or avadim shekanta avadim, or avadim that acquired avadim, now, how in the world would your avadim be koina avadim? If, let's say, you give a gift to your eved, somebody gives it on condition that the master does not have a ownership of that. In other words, someone gives to your eved an eved on condition that the eved's master doesn't have a chelik in it. So how do I know an isha shekansa avadim va'avadim shekansa avadim shiach v'shum shenem rabbi koyin ki yikne nefesh kinyan kasbay hu yoichabay kinyanin kinyanoi shekana kinyan oichel, your kinyan that acquires a kinyan could eat. And therefore the question is, the koyin gadol married an almana. So why can't the Nichsei Milug eat Truma? Why can't the Avdei Milug eat Truma? After all, the Avodim are the Kinyan of your wife, who's your Kinyan. So the Gemara says very simply, there's a rule. Anyone who can eat Truma can cause their Kinyan to eat Truma. Anyone who cannot eat Truma, their Kinyan cannot eat Truma. Kol ha'oichel machel. Anyone who can eat Truma can feed it to someone else. Kol she'ein oichel, ein oimachel. Anyone who cannot eat, cannot feed it. Says Gemara, really? Is that a rule? Now, why in this case can the woman not eat the truma? Anybody know? Why do you think the woman... What? Because she's a halala. She's a mont kohen gadol. So since she's disqualified, therefore, her kinyan, her avdei milug, are likewise disqualified. Yeah? Okay. So, the Gemara asks, Veloy, is that really? This is not so. This is not true that anyone who can't eat cannot feed to others. The ha'orel, but an orel, an uncircumcised kayin, v'chol ha'temeim or a tamei kayin, can an Arel eat Shuma? No. Can a Tamei Kohen eat Shuma? No. She'einan oichlen, that they cannot eat Shuma, u'ma'achilon, and yet their Avadim can eat Shuma. So obviously it's not a rule that anyone who can eat Shuma can't feed. Says the Gemara, wait a second. Hasam, there, really they inherently can eat Shuma. A Kohen who has who's uncircumcised or is tame, can inherently eat chuma. There's just a exterior impediment, namely, they didn't cut off the aral yet. He didn't go to the mikvah. The Gemara calls it a toothache. It's a exterior psul. Hasam pumayu ka'avlahu. Their mouth caused them pain. They have a toothache. Meaning, Rashi says, there they're just missing rectification. But they're ready to be rectified and to eat. But a woman who is a chalala has no tikkun, and therefore she inherently is disqualified from chuma, and therefore she can't feed to someone else. Says Gemara, really? I'll tell you a case of someone who is inherently disqualified and yet can feed others. What's the halacha if somebody marries a kayin and their husband dies? Can they continue to eat chuma? No. But if they have a son from the kayin or a daughter, they can. And even if they don't have a son or a daughter, but if they have a grandson, they also can. Now what if that grandson, let's say like this, someone married a kayin, and they produced a daughter, and that daughter married a mamzer, and they had a son who's a mamzer, and then the husband, original kayin died, and then the daughter died, and all that's left is a grandson who's a mamzer. So the almana can continue to eat truma based on the fact that she has a grandson who's a mamzer. Now that mamzer cannot eat truma. That mamzer is not even a kohen. And yet because that mamzer is around who can't eat truma, the grandmother can eat truma. You hear the case? The halacha is the almana of a kohen can continue eating truma so long as she has an heir from the kohen. Even if that heir is a mamzer who cannot eat chuma. So we see that even someone who cannot eat chuma can cause others to eat chuma. So don't say the avdei milug of this almana cannot eat chuma because since she can't eat chuma, they can't, because anyone who can eat can feed. That's not a true idea because there are people who can't eat and yet they could feed. V'hare mamzer she'in oichel, a mamzer cannot eat, umachal, and he could feed his grandmother. So the Gemara says the rule that anyone who can't eat cannot feed is...
I mean, there's still a chilek because in that case, the avodim were eating before. Here the isha was eating, so we're just allowing her to continue to eat as opposed to getting an evet to start eating.
Again?
By the case of a mamzer, right, his mother or grandmother was already eating truma.
Right.
So once her husband dies, so we're saying we'll let her continue to eat the truma. But by an eved was never eating truma, so there's a chilek. We're not going to allow the eved to start eating truma.
Mm-hmm.
But a woman, we'll still let her to eat truma because she was already eating truma.
If you started, you could continue through a non-eater. But you can't create a ability to eat through a non-eater.
I thought that the koach to eat the truma is really coming from the original husband. And that koach is still in existence by virtue of the fact that the heir exists. But the mamzer is not being mocked by the grandmother. The original husband's being mocked by the grandmother. The mamzer gives evidence to the fact that connection still has some chiyus to it.
See, it's not the mamzer is not being machal, the husband's being machal. The proof that you still have connected to the husband is the fact that there's an heir around.
Yeah, so it's not the koach of the mamzer at all. Therefore, it's not going to be a riot.
And here it's what? It's through the woman because it's the woman's possession? Right, but in the case of the Eved,
no such connection exists because there's no legitimate connection because the woman's a halal.
I hear, I hear, I hear, I hear.
To begin with, like what Asi said.
Right, I think it's... Mm-hmm. So basically, you're saying two good svaras. Number one, by the case of the mamzer, she was eating. Only thing is, you want to stop it so the non-eater could continue it. But the avadim who are never eating, he can't start. Or the mamzer, Alan, you're saying the mamzer is not being machal the chuma, it's the husband's being machal the chuma. The mamzer is showing that you're still connected to the husband. As opposed to here where the woman is being machal, but if she herself can't eat, she can't be machal. Okay, good points. The Gemara says a different chilak. And that is, there's no din that someone who can't eat can't feed, only by property. Not by marriage. Amaravino kinyan oichel ka'amar. A property that eats, that's what we're talking about. Kinyan oichel machel. Something that you own that eats can feed. She'en oichel eno machel. As opposed to, by the case of a mamzer, you're not eating because of a kinyan, you're eating because of marriage. You hear the difference that the Gemara is saying? The din that someone who can't eat, can't feed, is only through the process of feeding chuma of something you own. So something you own, who's going to buy something else, the first thing that you own has to be able to eat. But if it's through relation, then they don't have to be eating. So that's the first answer. Again, the question is, why don't Avdei Milug eat Truma? And the answer is, because since the woman doesn't eat Truma, the Avdei Milug does not eat Truma. There's no rule that you have to be able to eat to feed. There is by Kinyan, but not by marriage. Why we have to pick such a far-fetched case of mamzer? Just say what? Just say a grandson who's a Yisrael, right? Good question. In other words, why is the Gemara concocting, I'll show you someone who doesn't eat and could feed if the grandson's a mamzer? What if the grandson's a regular Yisrael? Right. That's such a good question. You know who asked it? Rashi. Rashi is at the end of a random Rashi over here. On the end of Rashi of Harei Mamzer, Rashi Bavarn Zakasha. Rashi says, V'hu adenami I kosher hava, sheno mi yisro kosher, nami ein oichel, umachel, ein mimoy. V'hu adenok elasuvim Mamzer. It's only because there's a Beferish Mishnah later on Samach Tes Amud Beis that says a mamzer doesn't eat truma, so we pick that case. But the truth is, the fact that Yisrael doesn't eat truma, we don't even need a Mishnah to say. But since there's a Mishnah that talks about mamzer, it picked that case. But you're right. In other words, just make sure you have the cheshbon. You don't need a mamzer, right? It's any grandson would allow the grandmother to continue to eat truma. So that's answer number one. Answer number two. Amar Ravina. Ravina said, Virava Amar. Rava says, Midaraisa Mechliachli. Truth is, she could eat. The Eved could eat. Why can't the Eved eat? It's your Kenyan of your Kenyan. Rabbanu who the Gazi, who the rabbis made a decree. Why? To get this woman, get under her skin. Kedei Shatarm, she's going to say, Ani eini oicheles. I don't eat truma because I'm a chala. Avdi eino oichlen. My avadim don't eat. So I guess I'm not connected to this guy at all. I have no connection to this guy I'm living with. So what am I? I'm not his wife. Oh, I'm his hired Zoyna. Zoyna he has, so I guess I'm his Zoyna. So that's going to strain their relationship, and he'll come to divorce her, which we want him to do, because an amana can't marry, a kohen gadol can't marry an amana, and a kohen can't marry a grusha. So basically, it's going to get under her skin that she's not connected to this guy at all, and it will inspire a divorce. Ravashi Amar. Ravashi says, really, the Avdei Milug should be able to eat the Chuma. So why don't they? Because we're afraid that she will feed the Avdei Milug Chuma after the husband dies. Ravashi Amar Gzer Shema Tachal Achar Misa. You're right, really, she should be able to feed the Avadim Chuma. But since we're afraid she might come to feed the Avadim Chuma after his death, so we cannot, she cannot feed him Chuma while he's alive. So what's the obvious kasha? Right? Anytime a woman marries a guy, any Bas Yisrael that marries a Kohen, the Mishnah says if a Bas Yisrael marries a Kohen, the Avdei Milug eat Chuma. Why? Why aren't we afraid she will feed the Avadim Chuma la'achar misasai? Elameyata Bas Yisrael shenissus the Kohen, loy teichal gzera shema tachal la'achar misa. So listen to this gzera. Ela amar Rav Ashi, ba'amana kohenes da'asya la'oiruye me'ikara. Amar Rav Ashi, ba'almono kohenes. You know what the chashash is? Really, we're not really afraid that if a guy's, that she's going to feed her Avdei Milug Truma after he dies. She would never do that. But there is a case that she might. Namely, let's say this almono who married the Kohen Gadol was a Bas Kohen. So think about it. Before she married the guy, she was eating Truma and her Avadim were eating Truma. The Asya L'Aruya, she's going to come to Paskin and say as follows. Me'ikara achli b'chuma. Originally I ate chuma. Debei nasha. Debei nasa? How do you pronounce it?
Nasha.
Nasha? Uh-huh. Originally I ate in my father's house chuma. Why? Because I'm a Bas Kayin, yeah? Insve and my avodim ate chuma. In Svei Lahai, I married this guy. Achli b'truma. The Gavra, I ate the truma of my husband, and I fed my avodim. And now that he dies, so, well, what changed? I should be able to go back and feed my avodim truma. Now she understands she can't eat truma because she is a chalala. But under these circumstances, she's going to think she could feed the avodim truma because she was doing it originally, because she's a Bas Kohen. V'hashta hadri li lamil sekamaisen. Now let me revert back to my original state. But v'layada, she didn't know. Demei kara l'shavisa l'nafsha chalala. Originally, she did not make herself a chalala. She wasn't a chalala. Hashta shavisa l'nafsha chalala. Now she made herself a chalala. So, originally, her avodim could eat because of her. When she's married, they could eat because of him. But now that she's divorced, they can't eat because of her anymore. So says the Gemara, okay, I understand why a kohenes almana might make this mistake, but why would we unilaterally prohibit any woman who's married, any almano who's married to a kohen gadol to feed her avadim avdei milug truma? I understand why a kohenes we can't, because she might mistakenly think she could feed her avadim truma after she's not married to him. But what about a regular almano? Shouldn't she be allowed to feed her avdei milug truma, and we should not be choshesh that after she's not married to him she will feed her avdei milug truma? Tenech amana kohenes amana bas yisrael ma ikalameimar. Says Gemara, ba'al menusa loy pligi rabbanon. In Almanos, the rabbis did not make a differentiation. Once they had to decree by an Almano Kohenes that they cannot eat Truma lest they come to eat Truma after he dies, so they across the board assert all Almano Kohen Gadol their Avde Milok to eat Truma. So basically, going back to the Mishnah, the Gemara Kasha, why can the Avde Milok of the woman of the Almana to Kohen Gadol not eat Truma? So the Gemara gave three answers. Answer number one is, since she can't eat, they can't eat. Answer number two, they assured her from feeding them Truma to promote them to terminate the marriage. Answer number three, it's a gezerah to a case of Amana Koyhenes. And to continue on in our journey, Masechta Yevamos, stay tuned tomorrow at 9:15. Yeah? Okay, shkoyach everyone. Agatanacht. Be well.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.